We'd like to say we're glad to be back this morning. House of the Lord, glad to have you that's able to come, and those of you that's looking on and just trust and pray that you'll pray for us just a few minutes, not be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that to feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. If you're going to read with us today, I'm going to read some out of the book of Zechariah, the fourth chapter. Fourth chapter of the book of Zechariah. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. We appreciate really that in our hearts already been made to feel in the service thus far. You just pray. Much to be prayed about. We know there's a lot of still a lot of sickness and a lot that's where the death angel visited, and some in the hospitals here and there. Most of all, there's them that's still searching. If they'll search in the right place, I believe they'll find the right thing. I really do. You're going to have to pray. I don't know altogether what we're going to which way we might go this morning, but we got, this is a scripture that we feel like that we need to read. Four chapters of the book of Zechariah. We're going to start with the first verse, probably read it all. It's not but 14 verses. Said, and the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. And said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. He answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by spirit power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Then answered I and said unto him, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick, and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches, which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then said he, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of the fourth chapter of the book of Zechariah. Now, you pray for just a little bit. Quite frankly, we could have read in a lot of different places with the thought that we have, but this has seemed the scripture that we needed to leave with you this morning. Most folks know a verse or so out of this chapter, and we hear it from time to time when he makes mention, when it said, The word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. We've heard that many be the time, and we've probably acknowledged that verse, but there's a lot more in this chapter than just that verse. And that I'm not going to get around on some of these other things. There's some things when you get down to looking at that of the seven lamps and that of the two olive trees, the olive branches that was on one on the right and one on the left. And as he made mention in the 14th verse, he said, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. And I want you to think about that for just a minute. But I'm going to preach on something, the Lord being my helper, that's bigger than we are. And I don't know altogether where we'll get around to much of it or not, but it's what I have. So you just bear with us and help me to get myself out of the way. And I'm just going to take my time, but there's a lot of things, I guess, that's crossed our hearts and our minds throughout this week. And a lot of different things have went on, and brethren, even throughout the week and the time that we're in, and seemingly how people are confronted, brethren, with different things, and some of them, brethren, even death, as far as that goes. But there's, brethren, I'd like to leave something with you. I thought as we were singing there, and I don't know where my thoughts come from sometime, but I get some strange ones, I really do, and I get some that I probably need to keep to myself, my friend, but I feel like telling you this morning, my friend. It's really not my place to make you feel good today. Did you know that? My friend, it's really not my place for me to make you feel good. My friend, nor is it my place, my friend, to make you feel sad. My friend, or to bring you down, lift you up, or to bring you down. My friend, that's not my place. My friend, my place is to preach to you, my friend, that God gives us out of His Word. My friend, I find out that it's how we're living, my friend, whether it brings us up or whether it brings us down. My friend, that I don't know where that come from. I ain't too worried about it. My friend, I felt like leaving it with you. I want to talk this morning about a foundation. My friend, a foundation. It said Zerubbabel, my friend, would begin this foundation, and he said he'd also finish it. My friend, he most certainly did. He said he'd lay the foundation, my friend, and he'd also finish it.
my friend, brethren, there's been a foundation laid. They most certainly have. Brethren, I don't know. I know enough to get in trouble. My friend, when it comes to foundations, my friend, building things, my friend, buildings, my friend, houses and different things, my friend, but the scripture will tell you a good bit, my friend, even about a foundation. My friend, it said no man build his house on the sand. My friend, the city dug down deep. My friend, on the rock. My friend, brethren, where he put his foundation. My friend, did you know it's not the house, my friend, or the building, my friend, that keeps everything up. My friend, it's the foundation. Oh, it most certainly is. My friend, brethren, we don't need no props. My friend, did you know that? My friend, the Word of God don't need no help. My friend, it don't need no bracing up. My friend, it's got a foundation. Now, it most certainly does. Brethren, it's got one that'll work. It's got one that will not crumble. My friend, it's been shaken too. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. I know. My friend, I preached last week. My friend, about the church. My friend, you know why the church still going? My friend, she got a good foundation. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I'm going, oh, the Lord being my helper, I'm going to ask you, my friend, are you, my friend, have you got a good foundation? My friend, the real question is, my friend, brethren, what do we build on? My friend, there ain't nothing wrong with this word. My friend, no, sir. Brethren, I know there's a lot of different beliefs. My friend, and brethren, people get a lot of different things. My friend, but I'll tell you something. My friend, brethren, he didn't make it to be confused. My friend, he made it that it might stand. My friend, and stand it will. Brethren, and it don't need no help from you. No, it don't. No, sir. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, we got people likes to put all the adjectives, my friend, on the Word of God. My friend, the inadulterated. My friend, the infinite. My friend, it don't need no help. My friend, it's the Word of God. My friend, let it stand. Yes, sir. I don't care if you check its foundation. My friend, you'll find it's got one. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. My friend, glory. Glory. My friend, brother, his house. His house had foundation. My friend, it still does. Oh, it most certainly does. My friend, you know why some things have stood. My friend, for hundreds and hundreds. My friend, and thousands of years. My friend, because it was founded. My friend, it started out with a good foundation. My friend, this earth. My friend, the heavens. My friend, do you know why that sun still keeps coming? My friend, up every day. My friend, because that's why, where he put it. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you know why it still sets every day? My friend, because that's where he put it. My friend, it really ain't the sun that moves no way. My friend, it's the earth. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, listen to me. My friend, he formed those things. My friend, you say, preacher, has the beginning got a foundation? my friend, you better believe it does. Have my friend, go and read about it. Yes, sir. Have my friend, several years ago. Have my friend, the Southern Baptist split. Have my friend, they most certainly did. Have my friend, a lot of them couldn't agree. Have my friend, on the first 11 chapters. Have my friend, of the book of Genesis. Have my friend. Yes, sir. Hey, my friend, but you know what? Hey, my friend, they didn't take it out of my Bible. Hey, my friend, it's still in there. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you why I think it's still there. My friend, brethren, because it was founded on something. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm just going to mind the Lord. You're going to have to bear with me. My friend, I don't know where I'm moving. My friend, this morning, glory, hallelujah, you don't even understand it. My friend, but I'll tell you, my friend, brethren, this thing was founded. My friend, have you ever read the scripture where it said that Jesus Christ, my friend, brethren, that he was slain before the foundation of the world? Glory, hallelujah. My friend, hear me. My friend, you can't. My friend, you can't do away with that. My friend, before the foundation of the world. My friend, it's just like setting things in place. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I heard the other day. My friend, that a great phenomenon. My friend's fixing to happen. My friend, tomorrow, I believe the 21st, my friend, is what they said has to do with Jupiter and Saturn. My friend, I don't know all about it. My friend, I know a little bit about it. My friend, rather than it don't happen. According to them, it's been about 800 years. My friend, I wasn't around then, was you? My friend, I hadn't seen what they're talking about. My friend, yet, but thank God. Lord, let me live. I'm going to take a look at it. Yes, sir. My friend, these things were founded. My friend, yes, sir. The sun, the moon, the stars. My friend, they were set in their place. Yes, they were. My glory. Brethren, go into the first chapter. My friend, and read about it. See if he didn't make some things. My friend, yes, sir. Oh, glory, hallelujah. My friend, that you look at the heavens. My friend, today it wasn't made before then. My friend, he made them. Yes, he did. My friend, preacher, I don't believe that. My friend, let's say, per se, we do away with the first chapter. My friend, of the book of Genesis. My friend, what are you going to do with St. John? My friend, the first chapter. My friend, where it says, my friend, in the beginning was the Word. My friend, and the Word was with God, and the same was in the beginning with God. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the Word was God. Yes. Yes. Glory. Hallelujah. My friend. Yeah. My friend. Then he said they wasn't anything made that wasn't made by him. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. My friend. Who in the world is he talking about, preacher? My friend. He said the Word. Did he not? My friend, preacher, I don't believe that. My friend, join the rest of them. now, friend, you don't have to. Help now, friend, but thank God I do. Hey, yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir. Help now, friend, you don't have to. Help now, friend. I'll just skip it. Help now, friend, brother, the word of God is quick. And it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing and dividing asunder. Help now, friend, of both the joint and the marrow. Help now, friend, that is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Help now, friend, that's what the word of God. Help now, friend, I do for you. Help now, friend, I don't get to feeling too good sometimes when I get to reading the word. Help now, friend, you know why? It examines me. Yes, it does. It shows me who I am. Help now, friend, sometimes I don't like myself. Help now, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help now, friend, preacher. Going back to what I said a while ago. Help now, friend, there's a lot of people going out to the house of God. Help now, I don't think it's no, help now, friend, unordinary thing. Help my friend that Danny got up and read what he did today. Help my friend, no sir. Help my friend, brother David was rejoicing. Help my friend for the glory of God. Help my friend, yes sir, his nakedness was uncovered. Help my friend, but it's uncovered by God. Help my friend, yes sir. Brother, you know. Did you know? Help my friend that they ain't nothing you can put on. Help my friend that'll cover you between you and God. Help my friend, no sir, that has to come from within. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend Adam and Eve, as far as they could see, they is covered. Help my friend, but thank God they is naked and open before God. Help my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend, this world think they've hit a lot of things. Help my friend, they think they've got away with a lot of things. Help my friend, but brethren, they ain't nothing. Can I tell you something? I'd like to get down to my message. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've had, how you say, preacher? Help my friend. Well, glory, hallelujah. Help my friend, hear me. Help my friend. Hear me. Help my friend. We're in the season. Help my friend. Yes, we are. I'm dead of Christmas. Help my friend. Did you know that Christmas has a foundation? Yes, it does. Help my friend. Now, I really couldn't tell you. Help my friend what day Christ was born on. Help my friend, brethren, as they kept time in those days. Help my friend. I couldn't really tell you. Help my friend, no, I couldn't. But I can tell you, according to the word, help my friend, he is born. Yes, sir. Help my friend. Now, that just didn't start a foundation. Help my friend, but I want you to know that a new foundation was beginning to be built. Yes, sir. Why, preacher, we don't want nothing new. Help my friend, stay out of the New Testament then. Help my friend, it's all new. Yes, it was. Help my friend, I know the law was still in effect. Help my friend, it most certainly was while Christ walked on the face of this earth. Help my friend, the law was still in effect. Yes, it was. Help my friend, the priest's office was still going on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend, but brethren, there's a new day dawning. There's a new day dawning. Help my friend, I don't know how it works, but I can tell you it works. Help my friend, brother, you get out in the woods real early in the morning. Help my friend, brother, you left just before daybreak. Help Help now, friend. You see if it don't get darker.
Yes, sir.
Help now, friend. Most of the time, just an old stillness. Help now, friend. Falls.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. Help now, friend. Preacher. Brethren, there was great things coming. Help now, friend. Them old shepherds that saw that star, that beautiful star of Bethlehem. Help now, friend. Brethren, they saw it for a reason. Yes, sir. It guided them. It guided them. Brethren, you know the scripture. I ain't going to get into all of it. Help now, friend. Don't feel I have to this morning. Help now, friend. But I want you to know there was another building fixing to be built. Help now, friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You go to the book of Isaiah. Help now, friend. He said, the heaven is my throne. Help now, friend. The earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you'll build me? Where is the place of my rest? Help now, friend, brethren. That's what Isaiah prophesied. Help now, friend. You read the second verse, brethren, and it answers that first verse. Help now, friend. It talks about, and I won't quote it just right. Help now, friend. But brethren, you go and read it. Help now, friend. 66 chapter, I believe it is. Maybe the 65th. Help now, friend. Right hand side of the page anyway. Help now, friend. The right page. Help now, friend. Left column. Yeah. Glory to God. Help now, friend. Brethren, he come on down and he said, to this man will I look. Help now, friend. Them that come of a contrite spirit. Help now, friend. And them that tremble at my word. Help now, friend. Brethren, that's the place of his rest. That's the house that was to be built. Yes, it was. Yes, sir. Help now, friend. Can I tell you? You say, preacher, you've lost your mind. Help now, friend. Brother, he ain't up in heaven building us a mansion. Help now, friend. Brother, when he come down, thank God he built one. Yes, he did. Preacher, we don't believe that. Help now, friend. Lord, help me. I'll help you before I leave here. Help now, friend. I may not. I don't know. I'll just be quite frank with you. Help now, you say, preacher, what was there a need of another building? Help now, friend. What did he tell Zerubbabel? Help now, friend. He said, this thing ain't coming about by power. He said, and it's not going to come about by might. He said, but it will come about by my spirit, saith the Lord. Help now, friend, hear me. You know what Jesus Christ brought into this world? Help now, friend, he brought salvation. Yes, he did, pure and simple. Help now, friend, he brought salvation. Help now, friend, for all mankind. Help now, friend, brethren, that means today, that means every soul that liveth. Help now, friend, upon this planet. Help now, friend, but brethren, every soul not going to be saved. Help now, friend, you say, preacher, where does it say that? Help now, friend, he tells you plenty of times about what's going to happen. Help now, friend, to the wicked and the slothful servant. Help now, yes, he does. Yes, he does. Help now, friend, I wouldn't want to be a wicked man, would you? Help now, friend, I wouldn't want to be an ungodly man. Help now, friend, I wouldn't want to be a sinner. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, are they differences in those men? Help now, friend, there's differences in their circumstance. But the fact of it is they all go to the same place. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help now, friend, these people today, they say, preacher, I know that man's got a good heart. Now, friend, I know some good-hearted men that got born again. Yes, sir. Now, friend, they got born again. You say, preacher, they're good-hearted. Why they have to get born again? Because they were a sinner. Yes, sir. And brethren, they didn't have no option in that group. No, sir. No, sir. They didn't have anything. Brethren, whereby they could say they was not a sinner. Even little John tells you, if a man says he sinned not, said he's a liar. Yes, sir. He's a liar. Why that? Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes, they have. Yes, sir. Now, friend, I ain't building another foundation. Now, friend, I'm not going to build me a new church. Now, friend, I'm not going to build something that God ain't built. Now, friend, no, sir. No, sirree. Now, friend, I'm not going to be part of something God hadn't, my friend, already done. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, but I want you to know when he sent his son, my friend, thank God he sent him for a new and a living way. My friend, we sang the old song in the church hymnal. My friend, I'm living in a new world since the Lord saved me. My friend, how many of you living in a new world? My friend, what did Danny ask you this morning? My friend, how'd you come out to the house of God? My friend, what'd you come for? My friend, is the truth? What'd you come for? Brother, was it not to worship him? My friend, it ain't to see each other. My friend, and I beg to differ with you. My friend, if you think we're serving God today in this building, my friend, we're not doing it. My friend, God's service here today. My friend, service is beyond this place. My friend, yes, sir, service is out yonder. Yes, sir, in the world. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, I would to God I knowed half what I know. Hell, glory to God. Why, preacher, I can't never get it out. My friend, brethren, there's more in this. Brethren, he is going to build something with a foundation. Now, you say, preacher, they done had something with a foundation. My friend, you know when God give that of Moses, that of the pattern, my friend, to build the tabernacle. My friend, brethren, that tabernacle, they took down and toted it with them. My friend, they'd put it back up. Yes, they would, and they'd put the Ten Commandments in there. My friend, and they'd put the Ark of the Covenant. My friend, and they'd put the mercy seat of the altar. My friend, yes, sir, and it was all built for the honor and glory of God. My friend, and God said, I'll meet with you there between the cherubims. My friend, at the mercies. Yes, sir. My friend, you know God still meets with people at the mercy seat. Yeah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, I thought this morning I'm facing a few things, naturally speaking, health-wise. My friend, I thought this morning, well, I'm just going to have church pray for me. My friend, I hope you do. I really do. My friend, but I'll tell you one thing. My friend, brethren, I'm holding on to a greater hand. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. My friend, but I ain't so ignorant to the fact. My friend, brethren, that the Lord don't give us a little bit of sense. My friend, friend along the way. Hey, yes, sir. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I'm my friend, brother. Ain't it good to be on, to be in a house, a building, my friend, that has a good foundation? I'm my friend. Now, I've not been around Mountain View. I'm my friend. I'm talking about the building. I'm my friend. I've not went around the structure of this building. I'm my friend and inspected it. But I venture to say, I'm my friend, I could probably find some cracks. I'm my friend in some brick around here. I'm my friend, and brethren, I want you to know it ain't them bricks' fault. I'm my friend, it's what's under them brick. I'm my friend, you know why it's so expensive to do some things? I'm my friend, because you just can't put it up and it go away. I'm my friend, no sir. No sir, you put a little on it. I'm my friend, it won't be but a few days, you'll have to put some more. I'm not, mark it down. I'm my friend, but brethren, I want you to know we're founded on the rock, folks. I'm my friend, yes sir. Yes sir. I'm my friend, they sang the song. I'm my friend, I don't like it much, but I'll tell you what it says. I'm my friend, they talked about slipping around on the rock. I'm my friend, I got news for you. I'm my friend, Christ ain't no slippery rock. No, sir. I know what they're talking about. I'm my friend, but brethren, he ain't got no slick places about him. I'm my friend, you get founded on the rock, my friend, she going to be solid. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, glory, hallelujah. My. I believe I was up here last time. My friend, they was putting these bridges in. The new side. Over here on 75. My friend, brethren, them, you go out there and it looks good and it looks structurally fine. My friend, but brethren, what you don't see, my friend, is them old steel pilings. They pounded in the ground. My friend, they're about three deep. Some of them may be more than that. My friend, I'm talking about, they look like to me they come 30 or 40 foot sections. My friend, so brother, they've got something under them. Yes, they have. Yes, sir. Oh, glory. My friend, you know why? My friend, do you know why? My friend, brethren, they wanted to get something solid. My friend, they wanted to reach a point, my friend, that they knowed it wasn't going no further. My friend, that's what we ought to do. My friend, it most certainly is. Brethren, Christ was laying a foundation. Yes, he was. What was he founding, preacher? My friend, he was founding the church. My friend, the church of the living God. My friend, the church that knowed what it was to have their sins washed away. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, wouldn't that be a good thing? My friend, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be a good thing? You talk to people today, a lot of them think they don't need the church. My friend, yes, sir, they don't need nothing, just nothing to do with the church. My friend, years ago, my friend, we was pastor over at Dry Creek Baptist Church. My friend, there's a man lived in that neighborhood. My friend, I just happened to know him because I was raised up about two houses down from him. My friend, when I was being raised, he had a little old sawmill, and I'd go down there. My friend, I just love watching that thing run. Yes, sir, I was a kid. My friend, didn't understand everything. My friend, brethren, when I got about a teenager, he sold that place. My friend, they went over yonder. My friend, the backwoods. My friend, way off the road. My friend, he got quite a few acres. My friend, had quite a few acres. But listen, we was over at Dry Creek. My friend, and we was in need of doing some things. what now, friend? The church was doing okay, but we was growing. What now, friend? We had no place to put certain things, certain people. What now, friend? We need to build. We prayed and everybody, anyway, we got to building. What now, friend? And one day that boy called me. What now, friend? That man, he called me and he said, Brother Randy. What now, friend? This is Joe. And he said, I'd like for you one evening, if you would, come out here and see me. Out now, friend. I said, I will. Out now, friend. He said, I want to ask you something. He said, are you the Randy who used to come down there? Out now, friend. And watch me at the sawmill. I said, the same one. And he said, more, the more better. Out now, friend. He wanted to talk to me. Out now, friend, brethren. We had visited him. Out now, friend, from time to time. Never did tell him where I was at as far as that goes. Out now, anyway, went out there. Out now, friend, he talked to us a good little while. And I asked him, I said, Joe, I said, why don't you just come over to the church? Out now, friend, just be with us. We just country. Out now, friend, country folks. Out now, he said, Randy, I ain't been in church. Out now, friend, he said, I can't tell you the reason why. Out now, friend, he said, but I don't know that I'm going. Out now, friend, he said, I got no excuse. Out now, friend, he said, before I left her, he handed me a check. Out now, friend, he said, but I want to help the church. Out now, friend, yeah, I want to help the church. They building down there. He said, they ain't doing it for free. He said, I want to help the church. Yeah, had a good heart. Out now, friend, brother, as far as I know, was a good man. Out now, friend, I took the check and I took it to the church. But I told him before I left there, I said, the best thing that could help us, Joe, I said, just come be with us. Out now, friend, see where your money's going. Out now, friend, brother, I don't know that Joe ever darkened the door. Out now, friend, that he didn't have an answer for it. Do you know why a lot of folks don't darken the house of God today? Out now, friend, brother, they got no foundation. Out now, friend, they never was took. Out now, friend, listen to me, listen close. Out now, friend, some of you ain't gonna like it. Out now, friend, brother, then preacher, why is it? Out now, friend, I've raised my children right. Out now, friend, and they ain't darkening the doors. Out now, friend, I'm gonna tell you why. Out now, friend, got nothing to do with how they was raised. Out now, friend, no sir. No sir. Out now, friend, nothing to do with how they was raised. Out now, friend, you say, preacher, surely it does. Out now, friend, brethren, if I was raising my children today, brethren, I'd raise them the same way I did years ago. Out now, friend, I'd see that they's in the house of God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, they don't come with me no more. They got kids of their own. Out now, friend, yes, sir. They raised them kids like they wanted to raise them. Out now, friend, yes, they did. Out now, friend, at critical ages in their kids' life, I don't mind telling you. Out now, friend, brethren, they took them out of church. Out now, friend, yes, sir, took them out. Out now, friend, brethren, it makes a difference, folks. You said, preacher, don't blame it on what they're raised in. Out now, friend, do you know what's wrong with your children today? Out now, friend, they need a good foundation. Out now, friend, for themselves. Out now, friend, mama and daddy's got one. Grandpa and grandpa, grandma's got one. Out now, friend, but brethren, they need one. They most certainly do. They need something, thank God, that don't slide everywhere. Out now, friend, under their feet. They need a good foundation. Out now, friend, yes, they do. Yes, they do. Out now, friend, if I could, I'll tell you, if I could have made my children after they got old enough to make their decisions, if I could have made them do anything, I'd have done it. Out now, friend, I probably failed in some categories. Out now, friend, yes, sir. Friend, I probably failed in some categories. But I done the best that I knowed how. Friend, and I tried to do it prayerfully. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Friend, but I'll tell you something. Friend, it's just according to what we find important these days. Friend, brethren, parents don't think the church is too important. I know I done preached on that. Friend, brethren, the church is a good foundation. Yes, it is. Friend, you get a hold of one that's established. Friend, been established. Established on the word. Friend, you won't have to worry about them. I know you won't. Not a bit in this world. Friend, now. Now, you say, preacher, you done let the cat out of the bag. Friend, you don't need to be preaching about them things. Friend, why not? Friend, why not? Let me tell you something. Friend, brethren, there's ever a boy and girl, friend, that's born into this world, they need a good foundation. And they most certainly do. Brethren, there's a lot of them just ain't had one. Friend, there's a lot of them ain't getting one today. No, sir. No, sir. Friend, brethren, this thing will work. This way will work. Friend, do you know why it'll work? The same reason that sun never moves. Friend, in the sky. Friend, brethren, it was ordained. Yes, sir, it was ordained of God. Yes, it was. Friend, brethren, there's some things that goes on in the church, my friend, that's ordained of God. Friend, and not man. Yes, sir, man's twisted a lot of things. Man's changed a lot of things. Friend, brethren, you, I don't care where you believe that word or not. Friend, it ain't gonna change it one bit. No, sir, it's just as quick and powerful as it ever has been. Friend, even in 2020, friend, fixing to be 2021. Brethren, hear me. God ain't changed a bit. Friend, he's the same. He said yesterday, today, and forever. I change not. Friend, ain't that what he said? Friend, what about the Lord's house? Friend, preacher, you said it had foundations. Friend, this new building. Friend, can I tell you he done away with the first that he might establish the second? Friend, I know the temple's been built and rebuilt. Friend, I know they're trying to build it back again. Friend, they most certainly are. Brethren, whether they get it built or whether they don't makes no difference. Friend, that ain't the building that God was talking about. Friend, building. No, sir, that ain't the building he's talking about. No, sir. Friend, brethren, that building he's talking about dwelling in, my friend, not made with hands. No, sir. No, sir. My friend, preacher, has it got a foundation under it? No, it's got 12. Oh, glory God. My friend, go over in the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. My friend, a lot of people said, why, preacher, that's talking about heaven. My friend, there's one verse in that scripture makes me believe he's talking about something else. Yes, sir. You know what that verse is? My friend, he told John, he said, you come up hither. Come up hither. Get up higher. He said, I'm going to show you the Lamb. The Lamb. The Bride of Christ. My friend, you know what he showed him? My friend, he showed him the church. Yes, sir. My friend, and she's got 12 foundations. My friend, she's got 12 walls. My friend, and she's got 12 gates. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And she's just as long as she is wide as she is deep. Yes, sir. Glory to God. You say, preacher, you've lost your mind. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to really think I've lost my mind. My friend, you're some of them jewels that makes up the wall. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they was 12 stones. My friend, were they not? My friend, 12 stones. My friend, listen to me. Listen to me. Can I ask you a question? My friend, who lights your life today? My friend, who lights your life? My friend, today, is it not Christ? My friend, brethren, he's the one that fills all and through all and in you all. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, we've got foundations under us. My friend, we don't have to worry about the foundation. My friend, brethren, we've got walls built around us. My friend, yes, sir, one of the first things they'd do when they build a city, my friend, would build walls around it. My friend, and he said, he told them in one place, he said, when you build them walls, my friend, be sure that you put bulwarks, my friend, up on top of them. My friend, when you build your house, he said, be sure you put bulwarks around it. My friend, preacher, what do you mean? That ain't no difference in putting up safety fence. My friend, chair rail, whatever you want to call it. My friend, brother, keep you from falling. Yes, sir. It's safety, my friend. But he said, make you bulwarks out of salvation. Yes, sir. My friend, first and most important thing, brethren, is to get born again. Do you know why a lot of people's houses are falling? My friend, they ain't on the foundation. My friend, no, sir, they thought they got saved. My friend, you say, preacher, you're a judgmental preacher. My friend, you can call me what you want to. My friend, it ain't going to change the word of God. My friend, I'm not here to judge you. My friend, but I'll tell you this thing. This word of God will judge you. My friend, brother, and it'll show you who you are. My friend, that's what we don't like about it. My friend, when we read it, my friend, he ain't talking about Mike over there. He ain't talking about Mitchell over here. My friend, he ain't talking about Leroy. My friend, or Sheena, or some of these others. My friend, when you read that book, my friend, he's talking to you. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, brethren, it's hard to swallow sometimes. My friend, because it shows me. Yes, sir. Just like looking in a mirror. My friend, I look in a mirror, I don't see nobody else. My friend, you know, it's amazing to me. Somehow I got old. I really don't know how I got there. My friend, altogether. But I'm thankful, thank God, that I'm as old as I am. My friend, can I say that? My friend, I'll tell you something else. Getting old, my friend, ain't for the wimp. No, sir. And brethren, there's some things that come with it. Ain't they, Leroy? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We used to look around this congregation. My friend, I used to see a lot of old folks. My friend, I'm going to tell you something, Danny. I don't see too many old ones today. My friend, no, I don't. My friend, brother, I see a lot of young ones out here. My friend, I see a lot of you, my friend, that God wants to use you. My friend, and brethren, what he wants out of you is to get on the foundation and start building, thank God. My friend, you know what you normally do. My friend, when you start building a building, you normally start sitting down and counting the cost. My friend, I'm going to be plain with you. My friend, there's a lot of folks that's left this way because they counted the cost. My friend, and wasn't willing to pay the price. My friend, preacher, I'll have to lose every friend I got. My friend, can I tell you truthfully and faithfully, my friend, that when I got saved, that's exactly what the devil told me. He said, you're going to lose all them friends. My friend, can I tell you something? But he didn't tell me how many I was going to gain. Glory, hallelujah. Glory. My friend, and the truth of it is, if them that was really my friends, I ain't lost a one. Did you know that? My friend, I hadn't lost a one. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don't talk to me, my friend. It's liable to come out and preaching. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I went to school. We've only had, we've had probably more reunions, but I've only been to one. My friend, anyway, our class reunion, we had our 40th a few years ago. My friend, and I went to it. My friend, there's a feller, my friend, I still appreciate him, liked him, went to church with him when I was a kid. My friend, and all such as that. My friend, but he was a rough character then, and he's still a rough character. My friend, he made the statement at our my friend reunion about the things that he is doing. He said, I done them in, I'm going to continue to do them. My friend, preacher, you set him in his place? Not so. My friend, but I'll tell you what I did do. My friend, before he left her, I said, I'd like for you to come and be with us. My friend, in meeting, well, you know, I live in Florida. My friend, I said, you here now, ain't you? It's Saturday night. We was going to have a meeting in the morning. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, he probably is still doing the same old thing. My friend, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. It ain't got one thing to do with how he was raised. My friend, he's built himself an own foundation. My friend, he's running that road. My friend, it ain't got no foundation under it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you can go down here in Gordon County. My friend, brother, and I know for a fact. Brethren, when I was about 12, 10, 11, and 12 year old, brethren, there's a section of road down yonder. It was all dirt road in that day. My friend, there's a section of road down there. You had to watch how you went across it. My friend, or brethren, you wouldn't make it across it. No, sir, you'd bottom out. It had nothing under it. It'd get to raining, my friend. It had, it'd just keep sinking. Keep sinking and keep sinking. My friend, brethren, they put a little tar and gravel on it. Yes, sir. My friend, you know what? My friend, when it rained real good, my friend, it still sunk. Yes, it did. My friend, the only difference was you'd get stuck on a harder surface. My friend, yeah, harder to get out. You couldn't push it out. No, sir. I'm telling you a fact. My friend come along, they kept filling it in. My friend, brethren, then they come back and they put some good black top on it. My friend, they build a big old building. I thought to myself, that ain't gonna work. My friend brought them 18 wheelers in there, and you know what they done? My friend, they sunk too. Yes, sir. But a couple of years ago, somebody got smart. My friend, they said, we're going to have to shut this down. My friend, they did. You know what they done? They dug that thing up. My friend, they dug way down yonder. You know why they done that? It didn't have no foundation. Yes, sir, look good on top. My friend, they put their bed down, everything looked fine. My friend, brethren, but it just kept falling out because it had no foundation. My friend, brethren, these people today, their life's just like that. It's just like that. All they're doing is top filling. now, friend. And I'll tell you what the old timers called it. Now, friend, they called it roast near religion. Yes, sir. Roast near religion. Now, friend, brethren, they'd come to a revival meeting, get right, shout the a week out. Now, friend, a month later, couldn't find them. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, friend, you say, preacher, you preaching to us? I'm preaching to somebody. Now, friend, I believe the Lord gave me this message for a reason. Now, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, friend, but I'll tell you something. Brother, it ain't just me. We was in revival one night. Now, friend, down at Stonebro, Jill Jarrett's pastor. Now, friend, yeah. He's been there for just a few years. Now, friend, brother, there's this man gotten older. I don't mind telling you. Now, friend, this man gotten older. Now, friend, brother, he wept a while. And he give out a big shout. Now, friend, I was standing. Now, friend, I was standing about right here. Now, friend, brother J.O., the pastor, he is standing right there. Now, friend, that man's in the altar right there. Now, friend, they jumped up, thank God, and cried and what have you. I didn't ask for this. Now, friend, old J.O. turned around and looked at me. And he said, Brother Randy, said he'd have been better off, he'd repented. My friend, brother, we'd run him out of the house. We'd tell him that today, wouldn't we? My friend, he wouldn't whisper in my ear when he said it, Darrell. My friend, I don't know who heard it, but thank God he didn't care. My friend, you know why he said that? My friend, because that man been in the altar before. My friend, and he'd been in the altar before. My friend, he couldn't find nothing to put his feet on. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll try to keep my distance. This pandemic and me don't get along too good. My friend, but I'll just be honest with you. My friend, but listen to me. You say, preacher, I wouldn't talk about nobody like that. My friend, it's the truth. Do you know it's just the gospel truth? My friend, brother, and there was a time people getting older, they'd repent. My friend, when they repented, my friend, you wouldn't have to look for them a month down the road, or 2 months, or three. My friend, you know what? Whether they liked it or not. My friend, can I be that plain with you? My friend, whether they liked it or not, you found them at the house of God. My friend, whether they felt good or not, you found them at the house of God. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. They thought something about the house of God. My friend, can y'all remember? A lot of you do. My friend, I come here the first time. My friend, we had Wednesday night prayer meeting. My friend, and I don't know how many of these older heads, they're not here today. And I understand 100% what they're talking about. My friend, but brethren, I was the new kid on the block. My friend, it bothered me. Yes, it did. It bothered me. They'd get up and they said, oh, if we could just feel the Spirit. My friend, like we did in the old church. My friend, that's what they'd say. My friend, I thought, well, Spirit's pretty good to me. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it rocked on. Yes, sir. And they'd just one pop up about every Wednesday night. My friend, if we could just feel the Spirit. My friend, like we did in that old building. My friend, brother, now, one night they said that, and I'd had about all I could handle. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I believe I didn't get up and get on to them. My friend, I got up and preached a little bit, and I told them, I said, well, my friend, there's one thing about it. My friend, I said, if the Spirit of God's better in that building over there, my friend, than it is here, I said, let's just go over there and start having a meeting. My friend, we'll tear this and back down. Have my friend, they didn't like that. Have my friend, no, they didn't. Have my friend, but you know what? Them days of, if the Spirit, if we could just feel the Spirit. Have my friend over there, them testimonies went away. Have my friend, yes, they did, little by little. Little by little. Let me tell you something, folks. Have my friend, it don't take a little 10 by 10 building to feel the Spirit of God. Have my friend, it don't take a closet, my friend, for you to feel the Spirit of God. No, it don't. It don't take a mountain for you to feel the Spirit of God. If it's not here, it's because you didn't bring him. If he's a long way off, as the old sign says, who moved? If God seemed so far away, that's what the sign said. I rode by, and all I could do is look in the mirror. I was hoping I had the answer on it. If God seemed so far away, and I looked in the mirror of that old truck, and it said, who moved? Who moved? Who moved? I live in 2020. I wouldn't have believed it. You could have asked me years ago, and I wouldn't have believed we'd ever seen 2020. I'm honest. 2020. In my day, talk about 2020 was a long way, forever. We'll never see it. Not the way things are going. You say, preacher, don't the Lord know how wicked things is? Let me ask you a silly question. What kind of question is that? Huh? What kind of question is that? You don't think the Lord knows His people? You don't think the Lord knows the world and the shape that they're in and that wickedness is bounding up on every hand? But I'm going to tell you something, folks. I ain't of the world. I'm of the church, and God ain't forgot me. I don't believe He'll forget you. If you'll just believe Him, trust Him, laying your care on Him. Yes, sir. For He careth for you. Thank God. If you ain't got a foundation under you, and I'm talking about a spiritual foundation, that's what He told Zerubbabel here. It ain't coming by power, and it ain't coming by might, but it'll come by the Spirit, saith the Lord. Saith the Lord. You go back and you find out what He's talking about. He wasn't talking about building back Jerusalem, naturally. No, sir. No, sir. Why is it that Isaiah had to prophesy what he did? Let me read that to you. Let me just read it to you, if I can find it right quick. I ain't gonna hold you too long. Brethren, I've learned a few things down the road. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you'll build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? Both of those has a question mark behind it. He asked a question. Where? Where's my house? Where's the place of my rest? He said, for all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. He said, I made all them things. Did He not? Them things have already been. Them things hath been, saith the Lord. He said, things have been, saith the Lord, but to this man will I look. Even to him that is a poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. Now listen, he did not finish there. I'm going to read this verse, and you may not think that it has anything to do with what he's just said. What does that mean? What does them two verses mean? Was he looking for a place of rest? Was he looking for a house to live in? Brethren, he must have been. He must have been. He asked the question, where is my house? Where is the place of my rest? And everybody knows you don't build a house without a good foundation. Think about it. This place, you go and read about the poor in this case, in this scripture. Poor. He that is poor, he ain't talking about being rich and poor. No, he ain't. The poor, you go and read and see what he's talking about. And contrite spirit. To this man, you go back into the days of Psalms, and you'll find out that David even made mention. He said, my sin is ever before me. Brethren, David could not get rid of his sin. He could not get rid of it. He had no means to get rid of it. You say, preacher, he could have prayed to God. You don't think David prayed? Let me tell you what David said. He said, my body would I give to be burned. Brethren, for my sin I give my body. But he said, Lord, you would not accept it. Go and read it. It's in the book of Psalms. But he said, to this man will I look. It's what David said in the book of Psalms. Brother, God knows where his place of rest was. He didn't have his place of rest. His resting place got tore up when sin come in the picture. And at this time, there was nothing to do away with sin. Preacher, they could give an atonement. It never did do away with it. It never did cleanse them. I'll hush in just a minute. The Bible teaches us. This is what God's Word teaches us. Brother, there's separation between God and man when Adam sinned. David said, but to this man will I look, that be of a contrite spirit and a broken heart. A broken and a contrite heart. Think about it. In David's day, that's what David said would do away with his sin. Where's the house you'll build me? Where's the place of my rest? This man I'll look, him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. Now this is what he says in the third verse. You may think it has nothing to do with what he just made mention of. It don't sound like it does. But I'm going to tell you something. He was about to bring something new. And Isaiah was prophesying about it. Yes, he was. He said, he that killeth an ox is if he slew a man. Did you hear that? He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. Study it. Read it. You say, preacher, none of that has anything to do with us. It has all to do with us. You could go and on and on and on. I ain't got time. I'm finished. Not finished, but I'll quit. Let me just put it that way. I found a stopping place, I guess. Isn't it amazing what God's done for us? Isn't it amazing? I'm glad. I don't know about you, but I don't like foundation work. I don't. Not if you're talking about physically. Do it these days. They got the
all the machinery, it does a lot of things. I wouldn't mind doing them levers and dig it out that way. When I was growing up, we didn't have all that. You had to dig your own foundation. Had to pour your own footing. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. There's some things about the church that the world does not understand. Can I tell you something? They never will understand them. They never will. Their understanding will never be opened unto the things that belong to the church. To the church. Preacher, how in the world are they going to get saved? I'm going to tell you how they get saved. When they get convicted. When they get convicted. When God's conviction, my friend, touches their heart, it may be some preacher preaching behind the pulpit. It may be something he said that just touches their heart. Might not mean nothing to you. I've learned a long time ago, there's people that get a little angry at me. They'd search me out. And they'd do this and they'd do that. Still do, as far as that goes. But they say, "Brother Randy, you don't preach a lot to the lost." I give that some thought. You know what the Lord asked me? He said, "What does a lost message sound like?" He said, "Just preach what I give you." Huh? I've learned that's all I can do. Preach what God gives me. Had a man come preach for us one Sunday morning. His brother lived not in the community, but he lived fairly close by. He was sitting there and his brother come in. He looked at me and he said, "I got to change my message." He said, "My brother's here and he's lost." And I thought to myself, that ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. You'd be better off, my friend, just keeping your seat. If you're going to get on to your brother and your sister and your neighbor, your best friend or whatever, if you're going to get on to them every time you see them, I'm talking about just get on to them, down, get on them. And that's what he done, his message. And you know what? His brother didn't move. I don't know. Now, you say, "Preacher, you shouldn't tell things like that. I want you to know something. It ain't in what I think. It really ain't in what you think. I believe the Lord will get the message to exactly where it belongs. And it might be that you just don't preach straight of what we call a lost message. But there may be something in that message, my friend, that you're preaching that's just the key. Just the little key." I was preaching in Tales Creek Baptist Church. Revival. We had some folks saved during that week, but there's a man come. He come all week long, sat on the back bench. I can tell you, the third person over, sat there all week. All week. And you know what? The Lord was dealing with him. I mean, he is dealing with him. We preached and preached and preached. Done all we could. The pastor done all he could. The end of the week, they come around, shook hands with them that had been saved, and he come around. He took my hand and he said, "Preacher," he said, "you've preached to me this week." I said, "Yeah, wouldn't you like to do something about it?" Something to that effect. "Not right now." That's all he said. Went on. It's about a year, right at a year later. We was in revival somewhere, I don't know where. We got in fairly late that night. Evidently, he had got in fairly late that night. We was already in the bed. The phone rang. I picked it up. He said, Brother Randy, I know it's late. He said, you don't even know who I am. I said, what makes you think I don't know? It was that man, that young man. He is on the other end. You know what happened to him? He got saved. He got saved. Don't tell me God can't work. Don't tell me. Brethren, we've got a foundation under us. Don't worry about the foundation. Don't worry about the workings and the walls and the buildings and all this mess. Don't worry about those things, my friend. Just do what the Lord have you to do. Just be sure your feet's on the foundation. I'll hush. Get in trouble a lot of times saying too much. I'm just going to hush. We'll hush. That's the message. I hope you got something out of it. I really do.